Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger have introduced a new 0.5% tax on imported goods as part of their ongoing effort to establish a unified economic bloc, separate from the broader regional community. The tax, effective immediately, will help fund the activities of the newly formed Alliance of Sahel States, a group born from a 2023 security agreement between the three nations. Structured, insightful body content, context and background. Why is this happening? In 2023, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger created the Alliance of Sahel States, an initiative primarily aimed at improving security and military collaboration in response to escalating threats from extremist groups in the region. The new import tax marks a significant step in this bloc's economic strategy, designed to reduce dependency on external assistance and fund joint activities. Impact on businesses and individuals. Who is affected? This new tax will apply to all imported goods except humanitarian aid. Companies and businesses importing goods from outside these three nations will face an additional cost. While the tax aims to strengthen the alliance, it also signals the end of free trade agreements previously under the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. Government and expert reactions, diverse perspectives. The decision to withdraw from ECOWAS and introduce a joint tax has sparked mixed reactions. Proponents argue that this step will enhance regional security and create a more self-sufficient economy. Critics, however, highlight the economic challenges businesses in the region may face, especially given the historical importance of free trade within ECOWAS. What's next? Future outlook. With the introduction of this import tax, the three countries are signaling their intent to forge stronger economic and political ties within the Sahel region. The immediate challenge will be balancing the need for economic cooperation with the broader security issues at play, as these countries continue to battle insurgencies and political instability. Data, quotes and expert analysis. According to the governments of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, the funds from the 0.5% tax will go directly towards financing the activities of the Alliance of Sahel States. This development is expected to enhance their collective security measures and push forward economic integration within the region, despite the political turmoil. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.